The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my great engineer producer, Bob Dio. Bob on the other side of the glass, but he may be on the other side of the glass, but if he was on this side of the glass, he would give you a hearty welcome, as I'm doing right now, to the Buckmaster Show. Midweek edition, back in the saddle after being off a couple of weeks, all refreshed, ready to go on this Wednesday, May 29th. You're listening to 1030 Tucson's Voice for trusted local news and talk. Of course, we have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We make it very easy for you to hear the program. We've got all of the podcasts 24/7 on your schedule, buckmastershow.com. Our live line number, 790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation. And that conversation centers on higher education with University of Arizona President Dr. Robert Robbins, who we welcome back to the show and his first visit in the new studios. Good to see you, Dr. Robbins.
Good to see you, Bill. This is a beautiful, beautiful place. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. This is wonderful. Thank
you
very much. The dust has settled up in Phoenix. Lawmakers worked over the Memorial Day weekend. They did come up with a budget. Is there significant investment for the University of Arizona?
Well, we're really happy with the way the budget came out, and our team did a great job at the Capitol working with lawmakers and the governor's office, and we're really grateful for the support that they put into the university.
What specifically, let's look at what are some of the highlights for the U of A on this budget?
Well, we got some one-time money from the legislature that will support our students, which we always are mm-hmm. very appreciative of. And then there was some ongoing funding for the health sciences, which, of course, is something really near and dear to my heart and important for the university.
How is the medical school doing?
I think great. Mike Date came in almost a year ago. He hasn't made his year anniversary yet, but he came in from Stanford and is overseeing all the health sciences. We've got hopefully be announcing a new dean of the College of Medicine here in Tucson. Of course, we've got a separate independent medical school in Phoenix. We're the only major university with two medical schools. And we hope to name a new dean here within the next couple of weeks. We've got our candidate. We've got a verbal offer out to him, and we're very excited about that. And our partnership with Banner is going very, very well. Enjoying working with Peter Fine and Larry Goldberg and the team that he's put together to work with us. So I think we're doing great work in the medical school, and having it collaborate across the university with engineering and optical science and the humanities, it's a fantastic opportunity.
What about that new hospital?
New hospital is just spectacular. As I was leaving Stanford, we were planning building a new hospital, which is a fantastic facility, but this is right on par with it. And we're very appreciative to the investment that Banner's made in the partnership, and we desperately needed a new hospital. And if you get a chance to go over there, everything, it's like your new studio.
Yeah.
I was talking to one of the local neurosurgeons who said, if I could have drawn it up, I couldn't have drawn a better hospital. So it's a fantastic facility.
Well, I think people perform better in a better environment. Look at this studio. I think it brings you to the top of your game.
It does. And the state-of-the-art equipment for so much of what we're doing now is image-guided surgery. It's not big incisions like in the day when I did heart surgery, and you had a big scar, a foot-long scar on your chest. And now we've got image-guided surgery and less invasive, which means people can give it back to a productive life without having to recuperate for long periods of time.
And while we're talking medical, and then I want to get to this best value, Forbes really moving up the University of Arizona as far as a value, but while we're talking medicine, This really caught my eye that University of Arizona researchers are looking to bring new blood tests for cancer to market. I think this is could be a huge game changer. A blood test to detect if you've got cancer, that seems huge to me.
It is. It's a big deal, and we're so fortunate to have the incredible basic researchers here. And one of the things that I've been preaching since I've been here is you don't have to be in the Bay Area or Boston or Shanghai or London to make a significant discovery that can not only be a fundamental discovery for science sake, but can be translated in a commercializable product that simply makes the world a better place. And we're very excited about this new blood test.
And this is all part of this, the University of Arizona helping launch some of these startup companies and trying to bring this research that's done at the university to the marketplace.
Absolutely. And I think Tucson is ripe for not only the biomedical side, but also all the things that we're doing in space and space science. With I'm going out to tour Vector Rockets, which I've not been to, but I've heard a lot about. I'm
Say hello to my
with.
Friend Jim Cantrell over there.
Certainly will. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing great stuff at Vector. Let's talk a little bit about now that Forbes ranking. I put this aside because usually when I know you're coming, I kind of get a list of big deal stuff, Dr. Robbins, and I think this is a big deal. The University of Arizona jumping 46 positions in the Forbes magazine's annual list of best value colleges.
I think that's so important given all the scandal we've heard about higher education and what's the real value for higher education. And at the end of the day, if you look at the methodology of how Forbes calculates this, there's so many of these rankings that it's hard to keep up with. But this one in particular I like, particularly because we moved up so many spots, really dramatically. And I think at the end of the day, a university experience is a time in one's life to grow as a person, maybe the first time being away from home.
It was for me.
But at the end of the day, you need to acquire the skills and the knowledge to go get a job and be a productive member of society. And I think that this methodology that Forbes looks at or uses gives us great value for the education you get at the University of Arizona. We're particularly proud of this.
By the way, the top spots, Brigham Young University coming in first place, followed by Princeton and the University of California at Irvine. Now, the Princeton one surprises me, being Ivy League school.
Right.
I'm surprised at that.
Well, going back to the budget and what we are getting money for health sciences for, the amount of debt that one incurs when you go through a university education, and certainly with my point about medical education, NYU had a donor come forward, and if you get accepted to NYU's medical school, it's free. And so that's a great value.
Whoa.
And so I'm sure that Princeton provides a lot of support to students in terms of scholarships. And as we go out on our next campaign, philanthropic campaign, we're going to be really focused on raising money to support scholarships for our students.
So the University of Arizona is in 62nd place in that Forbes ranking. So as far as the tuition or things, we'd had a couple of years there. We'd had some spikes in tuition. Are things leveling off in that area, Dr. Robbins?
They are, but if you look at the amount of money that that a family has to invest in their students at the University of Arizona, if you're in-state, you get a tremendous value for that. With us going out and trying to raise money for our less fortunate population and providing them support, as well as merit-based for students that could go out of state but choose to stay here because we can provide them support, we're excited about that.
We'll have more with Dr. Robert Robbins, president of the University of Arizona, on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Want to tell our listeners about a couple of our great partners. Dr. Robbins, we've just been so fortunate in the we're in our ninth year here, and the reason we've been successful on the radio is a partnerships. And that's, you've got partnerships at the University of Arizona. We've got them here on Buckmaster, and without it, you can't do it alone.
I agree.
And one of the great partners is Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. It's a 13-acre site. It has become a destination in itself now, not only with all the great gardening supplies and beautiful plants, but Zocalo, which for years was over by Country Club and Broadway, they're part of the Green Things family now, all that great merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. There's a whole Zocalo village over at Green Things, so check out Green Things. Also want to tell everybody about my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's is located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Owner and chief baker Steve has made a large investment now in the new grill, so they're doing a hot breakfast up at Mona's. They open at 6:30 for breakfast. They're open right now for breakfast and lunch. I suggest one of those beautiful turkey sandwiches on that rustic bread. Oh my goodness, it's so good. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. There's also a link not only to Mona's and Green Things, but all of our great partners at buckmastershow.com. We'll be back with the president of the University of Arizona right after this. Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. The president of the University of Arizona, Dr. Robert Robbins, with us in studio. And let's go now on the live line. Roberta has a question for the UA president. Go ahead, Roberta.
Well, thank you. Yes, Dr. Robbins, you mentioned a test for cancer. Is that a blood test? And is it just general, or does it pinpoint where the cancer is? And is it covered by Medicare, or is the cost prohibitive?
Good question. Thank you, Roberta.
Yeah, Roberta, it's in the early stages now. This company is coming out of our College of Pharmacy, and it really looks at some of the mutations that go on in DNA with cancer biology. It's an FDA-approved test, but I do not think there's coverage yet from Medicare. And I don't know that it can pinpoint exactly the type of cancer, but it's more in the early phases. And as more data comes out, we'll be able to report that. But it's a very exciting development.
It is indeed. Let's talk a little sports. You're an avid follower of sports. You played sports, right, in school?
I did.
Yeah. So Greg Hansen, longtime Arizona Daily Star columnist today, talks a little bit about the last decade, which has been kind of rough on UA athletics. He points out that there were 44 Pac-10 championships over that 20-year period leading up to 2010. Why the dry spell, Dr. Robbins?
Well, I think obviously it's about our coaches, and it's about the recruits that we get, but it's also a phenomenon that when you look at these national championships, and of course last year we were really proud of our women's golf team bringing home the national championship. They got really close again this year to the final four teams and lost a heartbreaker to Duke, who went on to win the national championship. But I think you're seeing in these Olympic sports where we have done so well, Coach Candrea, we're hoping will bring home another softball championship. It'll be his ninth. They're in Oklahoma City, and they start play tomorrow. But I think the conferences like the SEC and the Big Ten have really gotten on to these, quote, Olympic sports, and are putting more resources and paying coaches tremendous salaries that we're in the Pac-12 having to compete with. So I think you're seeing more investment by other conferences in their programs.
All right. Steve has called us at 790-2040. Go ahead, Steve. You're with President Robbins.
Hi, sir. I just want to thank the U of A because there's so many things that you guys offer to the community, not just in the medical and in the space and things like that. But one of the things that I've greatly benefited from was there's two professors. There's one, his name's Barry, and the other one is Sandy. They do the mushrooms and the hydroponics over at the farm off of Campbell. It's open to the public where you can go in and learn and do things like that. And, again, I am just so grateful that the U of A does so much for our community.
Okay, thank you, Steve, for calling. Go ahead. Oh, that was not Richard, was it? That was Steve, right? Okay,
yeah, thank you, Steve.
Okay. Let's go now to Richard. He's up next at 790-2040. Go ahead, Richard.
Thanks, Bill. I just wanted to ask Dr. Robbins about, I read a while back and just confirmed it, that there's going to be two buildings, research buildings built at the U of A, that are going to cost $200 million for the two buildings. Can you enlighten me on this, or how this money is going to be, where this money is going to go and why these buildings are so expensive, or if this is even true or not?
It is true, Richard, and this comes out of the bonding package that was approved and signed by the governor right when I was arriving 2 years ago at the U of A. And it's an investment in deferred maintenance over the university. It's been more than 30 years and a lot of deferred maintenance for some of our great historic buildings, Building 90. If you'd been in there, you would be shocked to see that research was still going on. We cleaned it out, revamped it, and it's now the researchers are back in and doing great work there. But these two new buildings are going to be around applied science and then a big collaborative building that will be a part of the footprint for the College of Optical Sciences, and it'll be a collaborative building where optical science, astronomy, physics, medicine will all work together. So we're very excited, and I think it'll bring rewards to us in terms of research grants that we'll bring into the university and fundamental discoveries that can be translated to simply make the world a better place.
Dr. Robert Robbins with us on the Buckmaster Show, 10:30, the voice trusted local news and talk. In the wake of these ongoing college basketball scandals, Dr. Robbins, how are things going to change, at least in college basketball?
Well, I think this has been a now a two-year saga that we're hopefully coming to the end of. My hope is by the end of the summer, the NCAA will have visited our campus. I know they're visiting other campuses to investigate fully all of this scandal that has really engulfed the whole world of college basketball. And we look forward to getting this out of the way and getting back to playing basketball with the incredible recruiting class that Coach Miller's bringing in this fall.
What do you look for now in the upcoming school year? I know you set a lot of goals. You've been here. Actually, I want to make note of this. This is your two-year anniversary year. Give me the characterization of the first 2 years, and what are you looking forward to?
Well, we're very excited about we took the first 6 months to do a lot of listening, and then we got to work on a strategic plan that we spent about a year going across campus, but also to the whole Wildcat family to understand what was important to the university and the supporters who love this place so much. I would say there are five pillars to the strategic plan. The most important, in my opinion, is pillar one, which is support of student success. And if you go over to campus along the mall, you'll see fencing around Bear Down Gym and the library. And it was President Schaefer's dream to connect the engineering library and the main library. His problem was he didn't want to be the guy who tore down Bear Down Gym. So many of the leaders, including Melissa Vito and Vindell Casino and Sean Sutton, had the idea that we could change the libraries. When we went to school, libraries were a place that had a lot of books and a place to go and a quiet place and study. Now, if you go over to our library, you'll see rooms that are dedicated to maker spaces and virtual reality technology being developed by our students. So this student success district that is going to be centered around Bear Down Gym and the libraries is going to be a tremendous addition. We're also opening our Honors Village. It's going to be state-of-the-art, I think the best Honors Village in the country as far as talking about your brand-new studio. We've got an incredible Honors Village that will, within 3 hours, Bill, there are 1,000 students that will be in that Honors Village.
Really?
And
wow.
Within 3 hours, the rooms were filled.
Oh, my goodness.
So tremendous, tremendous asset that Dean Terry Hunt is going to oversee, and we're very excited about those things.
And the UA has done so much with outreach. I think of this book festival that I've been taking part in over the years, moderating sessions. That thing has grown into, I think, second or third biggest book
That's
festival.
Right.
And UA is home to that. And UA trying to be a good partner in the community.
Absolutely right. And the Festival of Books is just one of the highlights of the year for us.
All right, Dr. Robbins, we're going to let you go. Hope you have a great summer. We will look forward to your visit. We try to get you on the show. You're a very busy man, but you are kind enough to come by about every quarter. You come by the studio. It's always good to see you. Hope you have a great summer, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the fall.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you.
Thank you very much. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends over in Silver City. They've been a great partner to us. We send so many of our listeners over there. Just a three-hour drive from Tucson. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of great places to stay. Several dozen recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, including they've got an event coming up. If you are into rodeos, they've got one of the best in the country. It's the Wild Wild West, Wild Wild West Pro Rodeo, Silver City, New Mexico, June 12th through the 15th. We're going to take our break right here on 10:30, the voice trusted local news and talk. We'll be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. The following segment is made possible by the support of Sierra Tucson. With me in studio, Jamie Vink, Sierra Tucson CEO, and Suzanne Miller, Sierra Tucson Brand Management Director. Ladies, thank you very much for being with us. Jamie, it's great to meet you.
Thank you so much.
And Suzanne, it's great to circle back and see you again in your new role at Sierra Tucson. So many exciting things going on at Sierra Tucson. Jamie, let's talk a little bit about kind of the genesis of Sierra Tucson. I think a lot of people in Tucson have heard the name and they don't really understand or know what you're all about. Give us a little of the history.
So absolutely. So Sierra Tucson has been around for over 36 years, and we were started by the O'Donnell family primarily to treat substance use disorder, addiction as it was known at the time. There was a moment in time for quite a while actually where Sierra Tucson was the rehab for the rich and famous. And the years have evolved. We've been owned by different folks, and now we're owned by Acadia Healthcare. Which is the largest behavioral health provider in the world. And we provide both substance use disorder and mental health services. And we have expanded our role in the community in order, we take insurance, we work with most major insurances, and we're all about access to care. With everything that's going on in society right now, both from an addiction and a mental health standpoint, we want to be able to provide care to as many people as possible. So that's what we're about, and that's who we are right now.
So it started out kind of as the center for the rich and famous,
absolutely,
right? And the location, you've got a great campus. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're on 160 acres.
Wow.
In Catalina, Arizona, in Pinal County.
Beautiful area.
And what that does is it allows us to offer a truly integrative model of care. We're on sacred Native American land. We look at the Catalina Mountains, and what we can do is we have a lot of nature walks, so we incorporate nature into our work. We have a beautiful Olympic-sized pool where we do aquatherapy. We have a stable with 9 of our own horses for our equine psychotherapy. We have low ropes course, adventure therapy. So we really do look at someone, mind, body, spirit, the whole individual for healing.
You know, there is something about animals and interacting with animals, Suzanne and Jamie. Suzanne, you may have noticed on my recent trip to the Caribbean, I know you're one of my Facebook followers, I spent some time at a donkey sanctuary on the island of Antigua.
Which is fantastic.
Oh, and I tell you, I spent time brushing these donkeys, and my blood pressure must have dropped dramatically, because I've had friends who have said, Bill, I have never seen you smile like you did in that Facebook picture. You seem to be in a different zone. But there's something about working with animals, Jamie.
Absolutely. And what you're really describing is the magic of equine psychotherapy. And there's evidence behind that where being in the presence of a horse can regulate one's heart rate.
Wow.
And so you're really onto it there. And there's a whole lot of reasons for that, which I'll get into another time, but I'm a big advocate of equine therapy.
Tell me a little bit about on the campus, you have kind of what you call your 5 components.
Yes.
Could you go over that model for us?
Absolutely. So we, first of all, utilize evidence-based practices, and that CBT, DBT, the things that we know the evidence teases out that will work. And we also offer integrative services, body works, if you will, the acupuncture, the massage,
right,
those kinds of things. And we know that both addiction and mental illness impact the entire family. Mm-hmm. So we offer a 4-day family program, and we offer it 52 weeks a year. Last year, we had over 1,000 family members come through our family program.
Really?
And they work with their loved ones, and they work with our therapists so that they're sure that they've got all the tools that they need to be the most supportive to their loved one.
And they're emotionally investing in this then when
absolutely.
They're there on campus.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they take care of them. They learn to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I talk to family members, I'll always tell them, you know, it's kind of like on an airplane. They tell you if the mask drops, put
right.
it on yourself first, or you're no good to anyone
right.
on the
exactly.
road.
Exactly.
Recovery is no different.
Yeah.
And so we are very strong advocates of the entire family getting the work done. And then we have physicians, we have psychiatrists, we have internal medicine practitioners. And as I mentioned, the Sierra Tucson integrative model of care, we look at the whole person. We also have naturopaths. So when someone comes to spend time with us, they're going to have a total picture of what's going on with them physically as well.
So there is also, all of these services are available in one location.
That's correct.
Which is wonderful for the patient, and then the families, they can interact when they come and visit.
That's right.
Yeah.
As well as do their own work in our 4-day family program.
Suzanne, I know you're new to Sierra Tucson. What are some of your impressions that you've had? It must be wonderful for you working on that lovely campus.
Well, I'm not saying this just because Jamie is here.
Yes.
I'm saying this because it truly is life-changing.
Transformative.
And to see the miracles that happen at Sierra Tucson, it's not just a statement that they see when they come onto campus. It is actually true work that happens there. You have the clinical, you have the medical staff, you have amazing support all around you in a beautiful space that feeds your soul, that you can really heal and take time to focus on you and get the support that you need to do your best work. So I think it's absolutely amazing. I'm honored to be a part of this team.
Jamie, I want to talk a little bit about Crystallis. The Crystallis, the meaning, of course, means transition. And Crystallis is your new program, and you've got really an exciting, you just had, I believe, the ribbon cutting for this new facility. Tell us about that.
Yes, so we have a 44-bed expansion in its behavioral health inpatient. And some of that facility is devoted to the folks that it's a detox and stabilization, so they're preparing for residential treatment. We call that the crossing. And the other program is the Crystallis program. And we chose that name because this is something that we have found through listening to our patients, something that they need, folks that require more wraparound, more support, either before going to residential or perhaps that won't be the path for them to success. And it's a smaller, highly individualized program where they can receive daily psychiatric support. They can receive medical treatment. They can receive whatever they need in a very small, supportive environment so that they can grow and get on to their next stage of recovery.
I like that word, the Crystallis, yeah. Anyway, and it not only transition, but you added, I like that kind of this wrap around this cocoon.
Exactly.
This emotional cocoon, and plus the services that these people need some extra attention.
Absolutely. And you know, the sailing, just when the caterpillar thought their life was over, they became a butterfly.
Yeah.
We look at that as our Crystallis program as well.
And this is a 44-bed yes. facility.
Mm-hmm.
And this was all state-of-the-art, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have every state-of-the-art technique available there, all of the massage rooms, EMDR, TMS, you name it, we've got it in that beautiful facility. And we also are able to treat obsessive compulsive disorder, disordered eating, anything that requires a little bit more individualized care.
How has the whole mental illness field changed, Jamie, over the years?
So my experience has been that now we're focused on mental health as well as addiction, because what we're learning is that folks that are struggling with addiction, they often have some sort of undiagnosed trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And alcohol or drugs becomes the maladaptive coping strategy that has worked for them to cope with that trauma until it no longer works. And there's been a lot of research lately about adverse childhood experiences and what can happen to someone in life later on, and it's often substance abuse, depression, those kinds of things. So we know that there's also an opioid epidemic going on, and a lot of those folks that are dying from overdoses are truly dying from undiagnosed trauma.
Mm-hmm.
We also know about our suicide epidemic.
Right.
There have never been more suicides in this country than mm-hmm. in the year 2019 in all age groups.
And I do want to, we've mentioned drug and alcohol addiction, of course. We mentioned mood and anxiety disorders. One thing, you mentioned some trauma, including PTSD.
Yes.
That's so important.
Absolutely. And we have a program, it's called the Red, White, and Blue Program.
Uh-huh.
And that's designed for our first responders and veterans. And that allows our first responders and veterans to be in a group with one another, to have that support of their peers, and to talk about the trauma that's unique to them. And so there are a lot of folks not only with combat trauma and first responder trauma, but also childhood trauma as well, and that manifests as post-traumatic stress disorder.
Speaking with Jamie Vink, Sierra Tucson CEO, and Suzanne Miller, Sierra Tucson Brand Management Director. One area, Suzanne and Jamie, we have not talked about, but it's a huge area, are people who live in pain. If you live in pain, your life is going to be very unpleasant. Let's put it, that's the bottom line. What can a place like Sierra Tucson do to help people in pain recovery, Jamie?
We have a complex pain program, and our doctor that's in charge of that, Dr. Bennett Davis, has a background in both anesthesia, orthopedic surgery. He truly is an expert in pain. and he looks at things that there's systemic pain and also pain from injury, and we are able to treat both of those in that same holistic manner with chiropractors and physical therapy, all those kinds of things, physical work, also with the family. And then if there have been any opioids on board, mm-hmm. because that is often the go-to when we don't know what to do with pain. And we can look at that and to see if there is a different way. We also treat trauma. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of trauma that goes with having pain.
Yes, yes, indeed. Now, mm-hmm. for the citizens of Tucson, can people come out and take a look at the facility?
Absolutely.
And how do you suggest, what's the best way to go about that?
So there's a couple different ways. Look on our website.
Okay.
And once you go on our website, there's a pop-up that will say, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. That's a great way to do it. Or call 1-800-842-4487. And say that you'd like to come and visit us.
And there is a link. We've got a link on my website, buckmastershow.com, that will take you to the sierratucson.com website. Anything you would like to add, Suzanne?
I just think that this is an incredible opportunity for Southern Arizona to know that we are in their backyard, mm-hmm. and that we are local, and, you know, help is so close, and we don't want people to ignore the pain that they are in, that we are actually here to help. There's no judgment. It's just healing, and we want everyone to know that we are a resource.
Well, I'm glad we could bring it to people, and we'll talk some more over the summer about Sierra Tucson. Jamie, thank you very much. It was a delight to meet you.
Thank you. Absolutely my pleasure.
Suzanne, always good to see you. Thank
Great
you very much.
Great to see you, Bill, and I hope you are ready to get back to work now that you had a fantastic vacation. You're so relaxed now.
Well, I'm back in the saddle again. There you go.
Back to that equine.
Yeah,
there
go. Oh, that was just, I think, I reflect on that.
See?
Yeah.
Grooming. It's not just that one moment. You're going to forever live it.
Oh, grooming the donkeys. We even adopted a donkey there on Antigua.
Oh.
Of course, we couldn't bring it home, but a little financial support and got a picture. And they're doing great work down there. Thank you very much, both
Thank
of you,
Bill.
For being
Pleasure.
This.
Thank you, Bill.
10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. We'll be right back.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on 1030, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Always good to see the CEO of the Planetary Science Institute with us on the Buckmaster Show. Mark, how are you?
I'm great.
Talking about the anniversaries coming up, do you believe it?
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago, right?
10 years ago, we had the Apollo 11 50 years ago,
yep.
This July, mm-hmm. I looked at a watch that my father gave me 50 years ago this Friday. It's inscribed, with love to Bill, Dad, May 31st, 1969. My graduation from the University of Arizona, Dr. Mark Sykes. How could that be 50 years ago? I look in the mirror and I still see that skinny kid.
well, and 50 years ago, during the Apollo 11 mission, I was recording every transmission, and my mother, that I gave my hands on, my mother sent me the box a couple of years ago, and it's filled with these reel-to-reel cassette tapes.
Yeah.
About 40 hours worth, and with the recorder, and it's still plays.
Of course.
And it was just amazing to listen to some of these things.
You know, that's of course one of those things. If you're old enough, you remember exactly where you were when we had the Apollo 11 and of course went to the moon. But seriously, Mark Sykes, mm-hmm. we all thought at the time as young people that 50 years, can you imagine where we will be in 50 years?
In
the space field? Looking at least beyond Mars.
Oh, yeah. Walter Cronkite had already bought a Pan Am flight to the moon, you know, ticket. And we all expected that by this time there'd be colonies on the moon, colonies of Mars, and we'd probably be on our way to the stars, you know, mm-hmm. by now. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, you think back, and in 8 years,
right.
you know, to from nothing to landing on the moon, you know, what would we do in another 50 years?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like... Right. Science fiction.
Yeah.
And so...
Because we did. We put that together after President Kennedy made that call that, you know, we're going to do this in 8 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we did. Mm-hmm. But then what happened?
There was no plan to go beyond that. You know,
there ever a plan to do that?
Werner von Braun was pushing, you know, building his von Braun wheels, you uh-huh. know, and you know, perhaps, you know, expanding, you know, beyond the Earth, you know, colonies, that kind of thing.
Right.
But that just the administration at the time was not interested. And in fact, a little historical story here was the reason probably why we have a space program at all was the administrator at the time, and this was confirmed to me by a Smithsonian historian, went to Richard Nixon and said, you know, if we do this space shuttle thing, you mm-hmm. know, next, then it'll be $400 a pound from Earth to orbit, which is like $10,000 mm-hmm, dollars a pound. Mm-hmm. And with the bay doors, we could capture foreign satellites. And so, I mean, neither was true.
No.
But it kept us in the game.
Yeah. Well, it kept us in the game, but it sidetracked us, didn't it, Mark Sykes? The shuttle did sidetracked us from kind of these big missions to other planets.
I think that the legacy of the Apollo, or on the dark side, if you will, of both Apollo and the Manhattan program is that we took away from that the lesson that if we spend a lot of money on something, we could do anything.
Right.
And so the efforts since then have been, you know, with the exception of just going up to low Earth orbit, has been kind of centered around stunts. Let's go back. Let's go to Mars, plant a flag. Let's go mm-hmm. back to the moon, plant another flag. Mm-hmm. Or as a colleague of mine described it, flag and flee.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been never any policy, any plan on the part of the country, you know, not certainly there's individuals in the country and even in interest groups, but the government in saying, okay, we want to establish an outpost that's mm-hmm. going to be permanently inhabited with mm-hmm. with a population mm-hmm. Off Earth. How are we going to do that?
Mark Sykes is with us. Dr. Sykes, CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, which does such great work here in Tucson. Their website is psi.edu. Let me ask you, and you did a far-reaching interview with CNN for their print edition that will be probably coming out as we get closer to that July 50-year anniversary. Let me ask you, if we had had the will, Mark Sykes, would the next step then have been some kind of a base on the moon? And would that have been terribly difficult to do?
I think, yes, that what we know today, you know, it's all about cost. You know, we would have had to continue to spend a huge amount of our budget, well, not a huge amount of our budget, but you know, a lot of money compared to today, in order to establish a base and to maintain it. But what we've learned in the last 50 years is that there's ways of cutting costs by making use of local resources on the moon, near-Earth asteroids, and that by doing the homework of going out and finding these things through NEOCAM, through, you know, lunar orbiters and stuff, that we can address the question of whether or not we can make it feasible. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's a fascinating question. Mm-hmm. Is the challenge? It's not. But unfortunately, a lot of politicians, they don't want to take on any challenge unless they know with a high degree of certainty that they're going to be able to at some point say success.
Right.
But when you're exploring the unknown, you don't know, you know, whether something's going to be possible or not. But if you take on the challenge, there's so much to learn and so much to benefit from in just doing that.
And you look at the times, think back to like the end of the Apollo program in the early 70s, right? Mm-hmm. We had gas lines here at home. We had inflation. I'm off the top of my head, I think it was like in some areas type 20%, 15 to 20%.
Well, that was a little later. But
was it a little later?
We had Vietnam, and
we had
budget overruns.
Yeah,
and that's what almost killed our space program mm-hmm. was the budget deficits arising from this war that we were fighting.
Right,
and so to continue to spend a lot of money as opposed to cutting back in order to try to bring our budget under control.
And you wonder, would there have been the will if the president or whoever had said, let's put a base on the moon? They probably would have said, it's too expensive.
Well, I think it's all in how you sell it. You
know, yep.
During the 60s, or maybe we should start saying during the 60s, the public was being told that it wasn't all about beating the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
It was or the godless communists. It was this is the dawn of the space age.
Right.
This is the beginning of the time when we're all going to be living and working in space and expanding, you know, mm-hmm. throughout the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek and the Jetsons and things like that came about because it was an expression of that popular culture of the inevitability of that kind of a future.
Right.
And unfortunately, and I think that people could embrace that kind of a future, but they have to be shown a path to it
mm-hmm.
as opposed to we're just going to build another box. We're going to plant another flag. It's got to be we have to show people that the future is for them and that this is how we're going to achieve it.
That painting in your office, you look at it every day, right?
I do. I have a painting, yep. a paint-by-number painting on velvet because it's nice and black,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
That I did in 1965 of Ed White in the first American spacewalk.
Oh, boy.
So.
Mm. All right, Dr. Mark Sykes, Planetary Science Institute, psi.edu. What's going on at PSI that you would like to tell our listeners about real quickly?
Lots. There's always a lot.
You've got how many researchers now?
We've got about 115 PhDs,
mm-hmm.
you know, in 29 states and 11 countries. And,
wow.
And we're involved in all the NASA missions, almost all the NASA missions. We have people involved on New Horizons, which just went by Ulamatulli. We have people involved with OSIRIS-REx over at the U of A.
There you go.
Helping them to identify where on the surface. In fact, we just started up an opportunity for the public to be engaged in picking the site on the surface of Bennu where OSIRIS-REx will grab that sample.
Wow.
So how
do they get involved? PSI.edu?
Check PSI.edu. Okay. I'll make sure that it's on.
Please do. Please do. Very quickly. Mark Sykes, always a pleasure. Thank you, Mark. We'll see you next month. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show on 1030, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. My thanks to Mark Sykes from PSI and Bob Dehill. Thank you, Bob. Another great show. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.